Stop number six, the soft support building. This reinforced concrete structure is known as the soft support building. The box-like roof in front of you stands about 1 foot above ground. Below the surface, though, it goes down another 11 feet. Inside, there is an array of electrical and environmental equipment which supports silo operations. Foremost among these is a diesel-fueled emergency power generator. The site was actually on commercial power, but in the event of outages, this generator would immediately start up and keep the site powered. Without this auxiliary system, the site could have been disabled and the missile unable to launch. Keep in mind that the mission of these silos was to allow for an immediate launch response in the event of a nuclear attack. Thus, it was very important to have a power supply that kept the site operational at all times. This building also contains a chiller unit, which provided the silo with temperature and humidity control. Keeping the interior environment of the silo stable was vital to having the system working at peak efficiency. The temperature within the silo was kept right around 60 degrees. If the interior got any warmer, this could cause damage to the missile, especially the computerized components within it.